This is the Radio Broadcast podcast, part of AV Festival. And so it begins. This podcast will be telling you all about what's happening on the 1st and 2nd of March 2012 on Radio Broadcast. The schedule is now up at avfestival.co.uk, and we begin broadcasting at noon UK time on Thursday 1st of March, and we've compiled a few highlights of the first couple of days, and we're going to continue to do this through the month. You've heard a few things already in the Welcome podcast. The station does kick off with Carl Stone and also Charlie with Busy Doing Nothing. After that, at 3:29pm UK time, we'll hear Chris Watson with Luskin Tire, made for Radio Broadcast, a 32-minute time compression of a cycle of the tide on a beach in the Western Isles of Scotland. Following Luskin Tire by Chris Watson, we'll hear day one of 31 days of readings of Le Pont Mirabeau by Apollinaire by Daniela Cascella. Also on Thursday 1st of March, a radio piece also made specially for Radio Broadcast, Dave Soldier with Timeless Radio Project.
Timeless music. This radio series is devoted to music that is very slow. This is Dave Soldier, and for my segment, I'll explore music that's made to be neither slow nor fast, and for which time is arbitrary. To do this, we'll travel into the very basic ideas and design of what music is and means. Let's start with the building block, a slow musical phrase. So this is slow, and it's 20 seconds in duration, so it has a clear duration. It's taken from Frank Sinatra's recording of It's a Lonesome Old Town, with a bit of background by the great arranger Nelson Riddle. Here it is.
It's a lonesome old town. When you're not around.
After that, at 4:56pm, will be Matt Moss with Music Concrete Hour number 1, part 1 of a 4-part series, created specially for us, and you can hear some of that in the Welcome podcast that you already have. After that, at 6pm UK time, Touch AV Radio, and there will be a Touch 30 commemoration and celebration later in the month. And this was one of three pieces made specially for that by Mike Harding from Touch. It's Mike Presents Time for Radio Broadcast. Thank you. later on in the evening. Kicking off from just after 8 p.m, we'll have Ergo Fizmiz singing Gilbert and Sullivan, the Pirates of Penzance, from memory. Just before 9 p.m. UK time, Irene Moon with Let's Talk Science, in conversation with Chris Watson for Radio Broadcast. Then Language Removal Services, the Middle East Peace Process. Another thing made specially for us. Then, taking us through part of the night, Nancy O'Graham with one of many simniloquies that she's made available for us. A simniloquy, in this case, is a recording of sleep talking. And she repetitively reads short texts into the world of La La and the Land of Nod. And here's an excerpt of Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. We're a simile, flimity, nimity, life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat lively down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row their beds gently up the stairs. Leave us with some veterans for tomorrow. Some veterans, some batteries. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life. 68 feet long. Row, row, row your boat gently decrescent, decrepit, say, decrepit? Anchorman. Row, row.
Taking us into Dawn Chorus on Friday, the 2nd of March. At 6 a.m. UK time, Chris Watson with Sue Cow, Part 1, for Radio Broadcast.
6 a.m. Towards the end of the Hornbill Boardwalk, Sukau Rainforest Lodge, Borneo. Very still, overcast morning, some rain up in the leaf canopy. I've come here with the mic on this stand which comes off the main boardwalk, so at least it's not under the tin roof. There's a massive generator hum, unfortunately. I'm going to leave this running just in case that gibbon starts to call. Or the resident gibbon starts to call.
Lots more happening in between this, but at 10 a.m. we have part one of a series made specially for us by Porous, that's Mark Gergis, with Morocco, Jordan, Syria, Turkey, Laos, Thailand. Be loosely transported from west to east, Morocco to Thailand, via sound, music and radio transmissions recorded between the years 1997 and 2010 in the aforementioned locations.
Wow. In 2006, Thailand's exports of air conditioners and parts expanded only 4%. Looking ahead, Gasikon Research Center expects to see increased exports of air conditioners and parts from Thailand, thanks to reinvigorated purchase orders from European customers. Exports of Thai-made air conditioners and parts are expected to reach some $2.5 billion, up 10% over the year before. Domestically, the market is expected to be plagued by a slowing economy, political volatility, and steep oil prices that may bite into consumer purchasing power, as well as expected moderate growth in the real estate sector. Therefore, the air conditioner market at home is expected to show flat growth from what was seen last year.
His Majesty the King is greatly concerned for his subjects, especially those in the Deep South. Under His Majesty's kind advice, the Royal Thai Government will exercise the Executive Decree for Public Administration in emergency situations in the three southernmost provinces with extreme caution. His Majesty the King trusts that all Thais of different races, religions, and colors live together in unity and peace indefinitely.
To the provinces of Yala, Pattani, and Rathiwad, we care, we share.
Sports News.
After 2 p.m., Felix Kubin will bring us Mother in the Fridge for Radio Broadcast, which you heard some of in the Welcome podcast. After that, at 11 minutes past 3 p.m. UK time, Gwilied Mondes, another series made specially for us, this one entitled Stakeout.
The story begins in the UK, unfortunately. Because otherwise, how am I going to explain what I'm suddenly doing on a stakeout in Phoenix, Arizona? Not your tatty, fabled 80s, 90s stakeout with stale coffee breath, sore arses, and urine-filled water bottles. This stakeout is fluid, mellifluent, poetically acute to the warmth of the sun, the caress of indifferent breeze. In my heart of hearts. This isn't Zubradsky in the back of a red Citroen Visa van that used to belong to Jones newsagents, camped out in Wyndham Street, labouring a fantasy about the conditions of high-level surveillance. No, this is not Zubradsky.
Then at 4:11 p.m. UK time, Nicholas Collins, As Slow As Possible, for Radio Broadcast, a selection of music, selected especially for us by Nicholas Collins.
It was a dark and stormy night. We were all sitting around the campfire. I turned to Ben and said, "Ben, tell us a story." And Ben proceeded as follows. It was a dark, dark, stormy night. We were all seated around the campfire. I turned to Robert and said, "Robert, tell us a story." And Robert proceeded as follows. It was a rainy night in Georgia, round about midnight. We were all hunkered down by the campfire, drying our feet. I looked up at Guy and said, "Guy, tell us a story." And Guy started up. It was cold and wet that night. We were all shivering miserably around the campfire. I called over to Mary. "Mary, tell us a story." Mary shook the water out of her ear and proceeded as follows. It was a painfully cold, moonless night. Crystal clear, beautiful. We sat in a circle around the campfire, making s'mores. I got up, walked once round the fire, crouched down, and whispered into Susan's ear, "Susan, tell us a story, a mystery story." And Susan commenced.
And then the last from this particular preview of the 1st and 2nd of March, at 9:21 p.m., Tim Maloney with Mr. Suggs' Shiny Beetle Hat.
Ventricula Fornax was born in the town of Black Duck, Minnesota. Though educated in the public system, she is what is still considered a wayward child and was brought into religious education at a very early age, attending St. Anne's School for Difficult Girls. Somehow, in conjunction with her inattentiveness in class and her upbringing, she developed the rather odd idea that God would give her a pony, a spotted pony, if she saved her virginity for him. Because of this, she vowed to resist the temptations of the men around her for as long as possible. When she was only 14, the church excommunicated her, primarily because of the activities of her father, Jubilex McMasters Fornax Sr., who had a penchant for drink and an apparent inability to wear pants at all times in public. Even though the church had rejected her family, she thought only of ponies and could not be moved to the slightest excitement by any of the local men, no matter how rugged. Fearing that she would become an old maid, she entered the Darby Finishing School for Distracted Girls and came under the tutelage of the wispy and waxy Dr. Quentin Buxy Laham. Today she is 19 years old and still quite impressionable.
After that, we'll hear Doug Horn with Slow Radio Part 1, who we'll be previewing in a later podcast. Meanwhile, tune in and check the full radio schedule at avfestival.co.uk. This is Radio Broadcast with AV Festival 2012, hosted by Basic FM.